right at his house, and the woman standing on the porch and saw us come out of that. And she just opened her mouth and looked at us, and we waved at her and smiled.
You didn't have any wine.
No.
But then you didn't have any. She might have shot you.
She either heard something. She came to the back porch. These two American soldiers came out. Well, they were used to seeing American soldiers around everywhere.
Doing all kinds of
stuff. And we smiled at her, and we tried to smile anyhow. And we kind of waved to her, smiled at her, waved to her, and she waved back. And we, and...
Well, she saw you didn't have any of her wine, but I bet she went back to check if any wine missing.
She knew there was a hole, and she must have figured we'd come underneath the hill. She probably realized what we were doing in there, that we'd come through from the other side.
Yeah.
And it was just a hole just about big enough to crawl.
But you're going to give the word back that that's where they could all come and get some wine, if they wanted to steal some wine, I guess. That he had wine cellar there.
Yeah, he was just a wine cellar there. Well, it was a good long trek through there. It was just under a whole hill and so on. Those caves were used for growing mushrooms.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and they hadn't used them for about 4 years. There were palms in them, and we had, I don't know what it would have done if his flashlight had burned out. It might have fallen in the water and drowned, I don't know what. And I was a little queasy about getting way back in there with that flashlight.
Well, how long did it take you? Half hour, didn't it?
Oh, easily, yes. Just under a hill. Well, all those hills, I think, were a peculiar formation. It was like a bubble. They were natural caves. There were a lot of little round hills in that area. And I think they were bubbles from prehistoric days when there was steam and all coming up, from way down deep and making big bubbles.
Well, was it a straight through cave, or did it have branches off that you could have taken and gotten lost, or what?
I don't think so. There were ponds in there, and then there were a lot of little like gardens, but when you could see your reflection. They were exactly like a mirror, and the water didn't move at all.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hardly see it. You know, you're careful, you'd be walking into it.
Mm-hmm.
You had to be looking for but it was all, it had been cultivated ground. It was mushroom farms were what they were, and they hadn't been used for 4 years.
Well, how wide was that big room?
How then?
It wasn't a little narrow passageway, it was big.
Oh, it was a very big expanse, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And patches of water and
was it rock ceiling?
A walking path.
Did they have rock ceiling? Stone rock ceiling?
Must have. I don't think so. The rocks up there, where's...
I wonder what was supporting it. Just, the earth won't support like that.
I don't remember that there were rocks. It might have been, though.
It must have been a rock.
Maybe it was rock in there, and then they brought in the soil to, the good soil to...
Well, caves have soil on the bottom of them anyway. Caves often have a rock that they...
I don't remember any rock.
And the rocks, they can look just like dirt. The walls can look like dirt, but still they're rock.
Up there above Leesburg, what's that place? There's some caves up there.
Well, you mean
Luray
Caverns?
Yeah,
Luray
Caverns.
No, we can easily tell that that's rock inside, though.
Yeah, they got rocks, yeah.
Well, they've got the drainage, the stalactites, the drippage, seepage, that's rock.
Yeah. But this was all the rich soil. They'd been raising mushrooms for ages.
Yeah.
Well, they might have brought the soil in for raising mushrooms.
They probably did.
That's, France had so many caves like that, it's why the French grow so many mushrooms. Yeah. French cookery is just noted for mushrooms like crazy.
Oh yeah, they grow mushrooms down in there. Well, the thing about mushrooms in a cave like that, you just keep starting new ones and they just keep on coming.
Yeah, so that's probably why they were there, which made mushrooms a big crop for France.
There was two reasons that they were not being used, you know.
The war.
All the men had gone to war, you see, and then they didn't have time to, didn't have any way to take care of.
Mushrooms are not to them even a delicacy. They weren't a staple food.
No,
they probably just ate potatoes.
Oh, no.